Radio Brisbane, this is Craig Zonka.
Hey, have you ever heard of this thing called a Tunley globe? No? Well, you're about to. You see, it's a braille globe, and when Queensland inventor Richard Frank Tunley built the first one in the 1950s, it really opened up the world, the map of the world for vision-impaired children. And there is one frail Tunley globe left in Brisbane. A project has been launched to save it and use it as a modern-day learning tool, as Terry Begley is discovering. Hi, Terry.
Good morning, Craig. Yet another story that I've been sent out to, and I can't touch the object that I'm talking about, but there's a very special reason. This globe dates back around 70 years. It was invented in Queensland by this man that they used to call, I think, the fairy godfather of vision-impaired children. Margaret Warren is from the State Library. She's Director of Content Development, and we're in one of the conservation areas, I suppose, of the building. Tell us a bit about this globe.
Well, this globe was made by Mr. Tunley to help blind and vision-impaired children understand the place of our planet, to understand the size and shape of the countries and the oceans, and to talk about and to use Braille to help their way around it.
Now, it's about the size of a large basketball. It's made out of what looks to be wood, hollowed out, and then on top of the wood is that tin that he's fashioned into the shape of the countries?
It's aluminium, actually, and on top of that aluminium, then he's punched the Braille letters so that as a child touches it, they're able to read.
It's a beautiful piece, and it's also an amazing learning tool that wasn't around at that time. In fact, this man, Richard Tunley, he had a lot of vision, if you pardon the pun, about encouraging children who have disabilities to be able to learn.
Yes, and he was actually instrumental in advocating to the government that education should be compulsory for blind and deaf children, which didn't happen until 1924.
So he sat down, he thought about it, and he came up with this concept of putting a globe together out of wood and aluminium. And you can see, you can trace your finger along some of the Braille. You can find roots to Great Britain, as it was then called.
Yes, most of the trails start from Great Britain, and that's a characteristic of the time that it was made. And there's little raised dots all over the map that help you trace from Great Britain to Australia and America, and you can even track across the continent of America, I guess in the same way that they would have done in covered wagons, to understand its size.
And there's also, it's on a table that has some plates on the side of it that you can pull out, because obviously you couldn't put all of the country names on each of the countries, because Braille takes up a bit of space.
Yes, it does. It's quite large. And so these extra plates that you can pull out give contextual information to the child, and then they can read about what they're touching and bring more understanding.
It's amazing to stand here and think of all the hundreds of children that have traced their fingers over this globe and actually learned about what the concept of a globe is and how the world fits together. So what are you doing with this old globe?
Well, we've received some funding that we're going to use to make a really high resolution 3D version of this globe, and then we'll be able to create 3D plans that can be used on a 3D printer. So you'd actually be able to visually, for people who are sighted, to look at a three-dimensional version of it, but for people, then we'd be able to print it out as well so that people could touch it.
So everyone could one day have a Tunley globe in their house?
If they wanted to and they had a 3D printer that would do it, they could have a Tunley globe at home.
This is under lock and key at the moment. Will it be going on display?
Yes, it's going to form part of an exhibition that we're doing early next year, which is looking at inventions and innovation from Queensland, and this is one of the examples that are part of that exhibition.
Now, if you want to see this globe, we've just put up a video onto the ABC Brisbane Facebook page where Margaret explains in a bit more detail how it was made, who used it, how old it is, and why it's so important to conserve something like this. Margaret, thanks for that this morning.
Thanks very much.
You're with Craig Zonka on ABC Radio Brisbane.